Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Today is January 2nd, so happy birthday to my sister. She's very old, and she will be somewhere Sean is very jealous of tonight. My sister will be live at the Winter Classic.
Nice.
Between the Florida Panthers and your New York Rangers.
Wow, so the Roberts can see a second team not score at Lone Depot Park this year, huh?
What? He's referring to the Mets.
Oh.
He's referring to the Mets getting shut out in game 162. Why was that necessary? It's a new year. I was giving hockey a plug. I was wishing my sister a happy birthday. The Mets had nothing to do with that discussion.
I figure it's a new year. Happy New Year. Might as well start off, you know, doing that kind of
all
stuff.
All right. I also want to wish myself a happy anniversary. I am beginning my 20th year full-time here at WFAN starting today.
How is that possible?
I don't know. January 2nd, 2007, Joe and I started in the middays. And if you think about it, in terms of New York sports, think about where we were.
Yeah.
The Jets were about to play a playoff game.
And I had just retired.
You had just retired. The Giants had just, they were about to play a playoff game too. In fact, now that I think about it, 2006, so it's because it's January 2nd, 2007 that I started, but it's obviously the 2006 season, was the last time that the Jets and the Giants both made the playoffs in the same year.
We had to get in by beating the then Redskins in the last game of the season.
That's right.
And then we played the Eagles in the playoffs. Right.
And you lost.
And we lost. Brian Westbrook put the ball right down the field. Yeah. David Akers kicked the game-winning field goal.
Do you remember who the Jets played that weekend?
No, I was still pissed off because we lost to the Eagles.
Last game
of my career.
I certainly don't blame you. As like an active player, I wonder how much you're paying attention, especially to the other conference.
No.
That has nothing to do with you?
Not at all.
Do you guys remember who the Jets played? So this is January of 07. It's the 06 season.
Uh-huh.
Who the Jets played in the postseason, and obviously they got beaten very quickly.
Chargers.
The Chargers, incorrect. That was a horrible guess.
I mean, I could guess and just say the Indianapolis Colts.
Indianapolis Colts, fine guess.
This was me and Genie losing to the Pats.
There you go. You didn't even let Tommy guess. You're a hog.
Oh, no, I forgot. He's not on the show anymore.
Well, no, this is his last show. He deserves like a tribute. Like, Yeah, I'm going to give him one a little bit later on.
A tribute?
Absolutely. He was a big part of this program, and I worked with him for many years. I like that.
Sounds like the Aaron Hicks video.
Or it sounds like Evan digging up some of my worst takes or bad moments.
Exactly.
So a tribute with air quotations.
Send you off to your solo career.
I'm going to be honest with you.
With a slap in the face.
None of that is true. The only thing that I will admit about the Tommy Lugauer tribute is that I didn't do it. And I totally forgot about it. So coming up at 5 o'clock will be the last ever Cinco de Fivo. because when we start with new hours beginning on Monday, it has been renamed the Cinco de Luncho, courtesy of one of our younger listeners, a kid by the name of Thomas Burke. He renamed it, and we think it's a great name. So we're going to begin the Cinco de Luncho beginning on Monday. Well, Thomas decided to contribute some more to Evan and Tiki and the Cinco de Five-O. Coming up after Sean's final Cinco de Five-O, Thomas has a list of the best and worst Cinco de Five-O's of all time.
Oh.
And in the midst of that list, Tommy will be tributed.
Really?
I'll leave it at that.
Nice.
I'll leave it at that. So there you go. So I don't have a personal tribute for you, which I'm sure Tommy's thrilled about. Because it probably
tributed or roasted?
No, I think this is a tribute, to be honest.
Okay.
With you. If I had to pick one or the other.
So I know what side he's on then.
What, Team Tommy?
No. The good Cincos or the bad Cincos?
Well, we'll see. Yes, it's a list of the best Cincos and the worst Cincos. By the way, you're listening to WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Real quick before we get back to your calls, Jordan Ronan. Do we like Jordan Ronan, Sean? You're a very big ranker of the Giant reporters.
I love Jordan Ronan.
You like him? I mean, you love him?
Love him.
Wow.
Consider him a good friend.
Good friend?
Yes. I like him as well, by the way.
I mean, that's fine. I like him too.
So we can talk about this.
Oh,
if we didn't like him, then we wouldn't.
So yeah. If it was Pat Leonard, we would have killed him.
Well, it depends. We're cleared to talk about Jordan stuff here.
Well, all it is Jordan got the first list of people that the Giants will be interviewing for the head coaching job.
Mm.
Obviously, the job is now vacant. It's been vacant for a while now, and we've spent a lot of time on the radio speculating about this guy, that guy. Do you want this guy? Do you want that guy? This is no longer speculation. According to Jordan Ronan, the interview list includes, and here are three of the names that are included on this list. There'll be many more, but these are some of the first names. I'll give you a name. You tell me yay, nay, right, or I need to know more.
We'll react.
Mike McCarthy.
Whatever.
I can't believe you give him a ham whatever.
He's just a whatever to me.
He's a what? He's just he's a jag?
No, he's
just
not.
Just another guy?
He's a really good coach. He just doesn't move me.
Does he move you, Sean? Mike McCarthy.
You know what he is? He's Tom Thibodeau.
Well, that's pretty good.
He's the classic example of somebody I'll talk myself into, but in the initial announcement, would not be excited whatsoever.
Hold on one second before we continue.
Right. Now, if he brings one of the greatest offensive coordinators in football, young, up and coming, somewhere adjacent to Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, and we're like, wow, that guy? That's awesome. Good job. And then if he brings a defensive coordinator that is just one of the best, Brian Flores, probably not going to work here, but someone like that, he's free. His contract is up in Minnesota.
Brian Flores. And he's not coming here. Don't worry.
Of course he's not. But just say someone like that.
Right.
And you're like, wow, that guy?
Yeah.
Then I'd be great. But if you're going to be, hey, we're going to try Matt Eberflus as your defensive coordinator, I'm going to run for the hills.
May have to save this for the first ever Tika Rowe, debate series. But what you said about Tom Thibodeau was incredibly disrespectful. I mean, honestly, if the Knicks win an NBA championship, which is on the table,
yes,
I would argue that they should build a statue for Tom Thibodeau.
Mm.
I mean, he made that big of an impact on the Knicks franchise.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't disagree that he was exactly what they needed to get their team right.
Putting down Mike McCarthy by simply saying, well, he's Tom Thibodeau.
Here's my reasoning. I'm tired of hey, we're going to build and grow. Sean and I had this conversation last week, and it's going to, we're going to draft well and get our franchise quarterback, and we're going to, in two, three years, we're going to have a team that's just good enough, and then maybe we get lucky with the right free agent, and in 6 years, we're going to compete for a Super Bowl. That's what most teams do. That's what most fan bases want. And they're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't the Super Bowl year, but hell, we got better. Why not be like the Rams? Why not just try to win the damn thing every year? Why not? Why can't you do that? And so I've changed my mindset from let's get somebody to get us right, and then we'll find the next coach. Find the damn coach now. Find the right guy now. And when you find that right guy, you know it. You just feel it.
And what you're saying is Mike is not that guy.
And it shows itself. Mike's been around for 25 years, dude.
He's won a Super Bowl.
That was in 2018?
No, it was longer than that.
I mean, 2008.
2010.
2008, 10, whatever it was. I get it. The game is different, man. I know what Mike McCarthy did in Dallas. We saw it.
All right.
We're changing. We're gonna modernize our offense. He didn't modernize Jack. Right? Wow. He just kept doing the same stuff over and over and over and over. And he's a good coach, so they won games.
Okay.
So, I don't want that.
He doesn't want that.
I want to try to win a Super Bowl.
That's very compelling. I disagree with you, but that you made a very passionate, compelling case against Mike McCarthy. I have to admit it.
Morgan's the future for all I care. get to and win a Super Bowl.
Well, that part I agree with. Mm-hmm. I guess the part I would disagree with is that Mike can't do that. That's the part I disagree with. And I think that eventually, especially in the NFL, and I give Sean credit because he said this to me a lot when the Jets brought in Aaron Rodgers. He's like, dude, teams don't normally go from being crappy to just boom, winning the Super Bowl. Usually there's a process. There's step ladders you got to take. And I think that the first step the Giants should take is winning 10 or 11 games and making the playoffs.
Right.
And then eventually, yeah, you got to win. I agree with you. I don't want to sit around for 6 years talking about not winning a damn thing. I guess I disagree that Mike can't be that guy.
Yeah, that's where I think that's the biggest conundrum. Because to me, why not hire the guy you think accomplishes?
So yay or nay on Mike McCarthy?
Nay.
And obviously, Tommy, you're pumped.
Yeah, top of the list for me.
All right. The next name, Jordan Ronan. Ranan or Ronan? How do you pronounce his name correctly?
Ronan.
I'm sorry, Jordan. I don't mean that personally.
Ronan.
It's just, Jordan, if you're listening, I'm an idiot. That's as simple as that.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Krishula.
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely.
It would move.
It would move. Jeez.
Me. If he left out the me.
Yeah, it would move me. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Tommy? Yeah.
No way.
No way?
No way.
No way.
How many regular season games has he won?
Zero.
Zero.
So you don't want a first-timer, is what
I don't want a first-timer, and I don't love the fact that it's McVay's, you know, protege. And he's not Sean McVay, though. So if we're getting Sean McVay, that's different.
But he's McVay adjacent.
Right, but that's like saying...
Is every McVay adjacent candidate successful? The answer is no.
No, of course not.
So I think, I kind of disagree with... Not you as much, because you were just like, definitely.
Well, wait, who is his tree? Who are we talking about right now?
Chris Shula's tree?
Kevin O'Connell.
Okay, I'll take that.
Very good. Brandon Staley was not good.
Staley was bad.
I'm missing a couple of those. Because I looked at this the other day. He's had more success than not. And now I'm drawing blanks.
Wasn't Zach Taylor on a stream?
Zach Taylor sounds right.
I could be wrong. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head.
He went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Is LaFleur?
No, I thought he was Shanahan.
That might be Shanahan.
Yeah. Getting our trees confused.
Yeah, it is.
The roots are growing together. I mean,
they're all kind of tied because they go back to the old Washington that, you know, whatever that was, the Robert Griffin III years.
That was Mike Shanahan's tree, wasn't it? Like everyone under him?
Yeah. But they were all there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It's like the Giants from the 60s when they had Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry.
Right, it was Mike Shanahan, but Kyle was there.
Tommy's right. LaFleur worked directly under McVay, Zach Taylor, Liam Cohen.
What's LaFleur, though?
Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach, was McVay's.
It's a good tree. By the way, it's a good tree.
So,
it's not perfect.
So, like I said, McVay adjacent, I'll take.
Okay.
Now, the challenge is there's not very many defensive guys other than Staley, and he wasn't good.
Right. Well, so doesn't that defeat your whole point about the tree?
No. Except it's been documented that Shula, above any of these guys, has basically sniffed the most McVay farts.
He is NFL royalty.
What does that mean?
It means a lot. It means he came out of the womb and it was like, here's a football kid, figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's pretty good. Sean McVay's pretty good. Yeah,
okay, yes, exactly.
No, I get that. I'm giving you example. Being fair about
right.
this. So, I think that the Shula answer to me, I think that Tommy and Sean were almost too extreme in their answers. Tommy's like, it's awful, and Sean's like, it moved. Like, that is... Dude, it's a first-time head coach.
Me. It moved me.
Moved him.
Like, Hold on. It can move, and then the clothes come off, and you see, like, you know, I don't know, the stretch marks.
What's wrong with stretch marks?
We're a family show, Sean. What are you doing?
You know, the C-section scars, and you're like, oh.
He said, we're not in the midday yet.
Yeah.
And finally, Antonio Pierce would get an interview.
I'd like that. I would.
You'd like that?
Yeah. I don't know how successful he would be if he got the job. But I'd like Antonio Pierce to get an interview.
Yeah, it felt like in Vegas there was good and then there was bad, but he never got the full opportunity there. Like, he earned the full job, and I think everyone was in favor of that based on the results after he took over.
Yep.
But then obviously the next year wasn't very good.
Yeah, but it was because he was stripping down. He was doing what Tom Coughlin did. He was getting rid of the guys on the team that he didn't want on the team.
Right, and then they got rid of him.
And so they got rid of, and it was short-sighted.
Yeah.
So... It just, I mean, we can get Pete Carroll. That'll be great.
Yeah, that's worked out.
Exactly.
What would you, your reaction to Antonio Pierce getting an interview?
All right, so there's like me as a Giant fan, I'd be like, yeah, Antonio Pierce, that's awesome. He should interview. And then I kind of don't want it for AP. I just think it's high bust potential, and he deserves a better chance and opportunity than walking into this pressure with the Giants.
Yeah, I want Antonio in the building. I want him on the staff. I want him here. I think he's great for culture, great for leadership. Not as the head coach, though. So find a room for him, whether it's DC on the staff. I love that. Not as a head coach.
I will warn you about something because I have great experience with this. And I'm not just talking about Aaron Glenn. Jason Kidd is a great example of this. I have rooted for teams that have hired great players or really good players to be their coaches or manager, if you want to include Carlos Beltran. There was no result to Beltran,
right.
So I don't really like to use him as an example. It truly doesn't change. That, from my own experience, it does not change how I view the player. Like Jason Kidd, when you think about his time here, it's not that it was bad, it's the way he left.
Yeah.
And I got over it. Like, when I think of Jason Kidd, when I look at the number in the Raptors, I think of the success he brought me as a fan. And so...
You're talking about as a player.
Like, it doesn't ruin how you feel about... Because I know Yankee fans had that big issue with Mattingly if they ever hired him. Like, would it change the way you view him?
No.
And I'm just telling you through experience, my answer is it doesn't.
Well, it's a different experience.
It's different. You separate.
You're judging him in a completely different way than you would when he was playing.
I think the difference for me with football coaches compared to the other sports is because it's only one game a week and we're so hyper-fixated. I think Evan nailed it, though. I don't want to live in a world where I'm ever angry at Antonio Pierce for, like, a decision. Like, I don't want to wake up on a Monday being like, can you believe AP did this with two minutes left in the game?
Well, think about how the Jet fan is with Aaron Glenn right now.
Yeah, like, I don't want that. I don't want to live in that way. He's a Super Bowl hero for me.
It's honestly, like, it's the Aaron Glenn complication is firing him after 1 year and the way it makes the organization look.
Right.
But firing him isn't going to be that complicated. If that makes any sense. Like, I love Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, because he'll have earned it.
Yeah, and like, I can separate what the player did for me and what I think of them as a coach. I really do. I mean, again, I say it from experience. Like, I'm in the middle of it with Glenn, but I had it with Jason Kidd.
Right.
And I remember when he left, like, because he left like in the middle of the night. He was like the Baltimore Colts moving to Indianapolis. And I went back into bed with my wife because we were hooking up.
Yeah.
And she's like,
Why are you laughing?
There you go.
We weren't laughing.
That's Sean's first drop ever. So good job by him. He's running the board today, getting ready for the new era of Sean Morash's name being on the Evan and Tiki Show and also pressing all the buttons.
Can't wait.
But I went back into bed that night.
You owe Bart Scott 25 cents.
Oh, yeah. True.
That's true.
You know what? He owes me plenty, too.
You should just Venmo him 25 cents right now. See what happens. I forgot what I was going to say, but you know what? It's not that important. It has something to do with sleeping with my wife and Aaron Glenn and Jason Kidd. So,
was he on the TV when you were first hooking up? Is that what it was?
I think I got the message that
you impregnated your wife when Aaron Glenn got an interception.
Botched it again.
That was a long time ago. No, I found out about Kidd leaving in the middle of the night, like in the middle of the night. And I was very bothered by it.
Got it.
And scarred by it. And I think I remember at the end of our discussion, because I was teaching her about my feelings in sports, she said, are you going to be able to look at him the same way?
Aaron Judge.
And I said, eventually I will. You just got to give it time. Mm. And it took a couple of years. And now Jason Kidd is,
he's fine.
He's not fine. He was a wonderful player. Yes. And I always think of those great memories. Let's go to Donnie and Inwood. What's going on, Donnie?
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy New Year's and blessings to you and the family.
Most certainly. Same to you, Donnie.
Thanks, man. You too.
For sure. Everything's good. Now, I was actually wanted to make a point about what you had said earlier about how stressful football season is sometimes.
Yes.
Because I love football season, but when fantasy season is over and stuff like that, I'm like, all right, cool. Now I got to just enjoy the game. And my boy actually made a good point where he said that what the Jets should do is trade for Mac Jones and use their pick to pick a wide receiver and then build around them.
And then get Arch Manning next year if you stink.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't hate it.
I mean, you'd still have... All right, hold on. Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore or Arch Manning.
You're asking me the preference?
I'm asking you right now.
Arch Manning. I've seen enough.
Okay.
And by enough, I mean like three games combined.
And you saw Michigan.
I watched
400 yards, whatever it was.
Dude, I watched all the college football. That's all I need to see. It's over.
Arch Manning looked like the Arch Manning that was advertised.
Arch Manning is the truth.
Yes.
I'm not, but that question, like,
and you. So here's the thing. You don't have to suck next year. You don't.
To get Arch Manning?
You don't. You know why?
Because you have enough draft capital to just simply trade up.
Exactly right.
So, yes.
So Donnie... I saw you looking cross-eyed, like rolling your eyes, Donnie. What the hell are you talking about? Donnie might be right. Go get a wide receiver. Doesn't matter where you're picking now. You don't have to lose. Forget this last week doesn't mean anything. You can be 3 or 15. Go get one of these good wide receivers, other assets, build this team up, be whatever you are next year. You're probably middle or bottom of the league, and then go get Arch Manning in 2027.
So there's two issues here. Number one, I think that if the wrong team, or the right team, depending on how you want to view it, gets the number one pick and they need a quarterback, there isn't a package alive that would make them trade.
There's always a package.
I don't know if that's true.
There's always.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I think that the Million Dollar Man had a great, great advice when he said everyone's got a price, but I don't know if that applies to a quarterback desperate team.
How did he say it?
Everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
If the Arizona Cardinals finish with the worst record next year, they're not taking Arch.
I agree with you. No. And that's a good example. Like, it's done. So I understand that the Jets are in this position to punt the quarterback position this year. They're loaded with pick next year, which God knows how good they're going to be with Indianapolis and Dallas number ones, plus their own number one. But Sean's right. Like, if the wrong team finishes with the first overall pick, I don't think there's a package alive that would get it done. But if you want to disagree with me, then I'll one-up you a second. If the Jets are picking 2 or 3, trade back and collect yet another first-round pick for the following season and put yourself in a spot where now you could offer Indy, Dallas, your own, and this mystery team that really wanted a quarterback. You name the team, whatever team you want to come up with, not name the Raiders. And maybe that would be enough to fulfill your, hey, everyone's got a price deal.
That's playing chess.
Should they do that?
That's really thinking ahead. Like, man, that was 6 moves and now I'm checkmated you.
Can I tell you where I lean, though?
Which is?
It's a little bit of both. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Go ahead.
I lean towards taking one of these kids.
This year,
specifically Trinidad Chambliss. Mm. And I don't even think you have to do it at number 2 or number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a kid, signing a veteran, letting them compete, seeing what you got, and then yet still the following year being in the game for Arch. So you give yourself 2 kind of bites at the apple.
You're in this draft quarterbacks mode.
Have you seen the Jets? Have you seen the franchise for the last 50 years?
Look, you have multiple first-round picks, so you can do it and not feel like on par to the rest of the league, wasting a pick, but it still feels like wasting a pick.
Is it wasting a pick? Hold on. You want to play chess?
You have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
2 of those 5 are going to be quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that. The Washington then Redskins did it with RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
No, that's true.
And the guy they hit on was the second guy in Kirk Cousins.
Well, that was only because of injury. But where was Kirk? Kirk was in the
third round,
third round or fourth round or something. Yeah, he was back.
It was later in the draft.
Yeah, it was not.
It was fifth round pick.
Yeah. Fifth round.
So it wasn't two first rounders.
No.
You're saying two first round quarterbacks.
Well, I'll up it a little bit more. Do we all kind of like Trinidad Chambliss? You guys watch more college football than me. Am I speaking out of turn to say, screw it, let's just draft this kid?
I do like him, though. I never once thought of him coming out this year until yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, after he scrambled around negative 20-something yards and still got the first down?
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Like a video game.
It was a video game.
So how about this? How about this long-term game plan of playing chess? You draft Trinidad Chambliss, and you give him the job. Screw the competition, everything I'm against. Let him play. We as Jet fans get to see a kid try to develop. It probably doesn't work. We lose a ton of games, and then we're probably in position to pick number one.
Then you replace him with Arch Manning.
Or we're so impressed by Trinidad Chambliss, we have our quarterback. It's almost like the ultimate win-win.
Yeah, see, that's a philosophy you can only use if you have multiple first-round picks over multiple years.
Which is what they do. See what I'm saying?
I mean, it's crazy and kooky, and people will say you're stupid for it, but it is outside the box.
I mean, honestly, I think when it comes to the Jets and the state of the franchise, I don't think anything's kooky or stupid.
No, you're right.
Look what they've done.
You almost have to be outside of the box.
I agree. Let's go to Edwin down in Atlanta. What's going on, Edwin?
Hey, Edwin.
Hey. I got three quick things. Something for Tiki the rabbit hole, and then something for you for possibly wearing an L.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the wearing the L is the Giants may win more games than the Jets, and Tiki conceded to you a few weeks ago, so that might have to be a change or wear an L for that.
Mm.
And then the rabbit hole is the Giants might have to look into Ole Miss's kicker, Lucas Caminero. And really quickly, the last thing is Trinidad Chambliss, if he doesn't get his waiver accepted to go back to school, he might just go up the draft boards with Dante Moore, might go back to school, actually. And that's it, fellas.
It's a good point. Look, Dante Moore started, I forgot where he was before.
UCLA?
UCLA. So he started 5 games at UCLA, no games last year in his first year at Oregon, 13 games this year at Oregon. It's been fantastic, but he's only got 18 games of college experience. It's a season in a third, a quarter, not even. And so he hasn't played a ton of college football. And in general, that is a question mark that you throw on young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a fair question.
Sam Darnold was that way. Now, he overcame it because the roster was really good with the Jets when he got here, and they won. But you don't want to draft a young quarterback who hasn't played in college. It's why Ty Simpson might go back to Alabama. He's only played 14 games.
It's also such a different world in which going back to college now, you can be so profitable.
Oh, dude.
So it's not like you're rushing to the NFL.
Right.
I think you're only coming to the NFL if you're getting the advice of, hey, you're going to be picked really high, so why risk that changing? Or why risk your stock taking a major hit? Why risk the catastrophic injury, which is always the thing I would lean towards. Like, if I'm Trinidad Chambliss and I'm told, hey, you're probably going to be a late first, early second. If you stay, it could be even higher next year. I still would probably lean towards coming out only because of the risk of, well, what if I get hurt?
Yeah.
Or what if things go backwards?
Right, and it's fine staying in college. Because Pete Golding said this after Ole Miss, they beat Georgia yesterday, and it was an epic game. It was awesome. And they were talking about, you know, the NILs and all this other stuff that came up. He's like, these guys used to have incentive to get to the league so they could get a payday.
Right.
So they already have their payday. They drive nice cars. They have these good apartments. Hell, some of them live in the country club that he lives in.
Crazy.
Which is insane. It's like an 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid living in a country club on a golf course in a mansion. And so, like, if you're Trinidad Chambliss, or Ty Simpson, or whoever, any of these kids that feel like, man, I could grow a little bit more in college rather than risking it in the NFL, why would you not stay? Because you're going to make money.
Because of the risk of a catastrophic injury.
Or
that would be my thing.
Or regression.
Or regression. But like those two things would scare me, ultimately.
But I think you're better off being ready.
You're not wrong that you're better off, but life is about risks and rewards. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing that game that I played with Aaron Glenn, firing him or keeping him, and you write the list of good things or bad things, I don't know, those bad things to me would outweigh all the positives of staying. By the way, what did Edwin say was Elworthy. I kind of misunderstood what he said.
Oh, because I conceded that the Giants would not have... He was not talking to you. He's talking to me.
What did you concede?
That the Giants were not going to win as many games as the Jets.
You did concede that.
I did. And now we're equal.
We're equal. That's right.
Now I got to look up Lucas Caminero. Who is it?
Dude, Lucas Caminero. So last night, after he made the kicks, that was the running joke on social media. I tried to stay away from social media for a good week.
Yeah.
But during that game last night, I was on it. And the first person I saw was Sean, who's like, we should draft him. Why not bring in an Ole Miss kicker to go along with an Ole Miss quarterback?
How I tweeted it, but thank you.
And then I saw 500 other Giant fans say the same thing. Is it too early to use a first-round pick on a kicker? It made me laugh.
Yeah.
Well. Everyone had the same joke. Sometimes when everyone has the same joke, it is actually kind of funny. Because, like, everyone's thinking the same dopey thing.
Well, when you see
why? Because he's kicking 55 and 56 yarders?
Yes. Last week on Hard Knocks, Jackson Dark called Ben Soles the, quote, best kicker he's ever seen in his life, a 48-yarder.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, it was funny to me how everyone had the same joke. And then Edwin in Atlanta, who's probably not even on social media, he just literally watched the game, had the same thought. Which is,
so before we make grand predictions for 2026, a quick reminder of what we said going into 2025.
Number one, Tiki really failed this game because all he did was predict the upcoming Super Bowl.
Well, didn't I go first?
You did go first. Yeah, you probably didn't know. You'd be like, just make a prediction.
Exactly. I didn't know what you were talking about.
So he predicted the Detroit Lions to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Half right. The Kansas City Chiefs were defeated in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But obviously the Lions did not get there. So that was Tiki's prediction. My grand prediction would not become official till September, which is that Aaron Rodgers would retire and never play another NFL game after his game against the Dolphins with the New York Jets. We were on before that game, and I was taking Jet to the game, and I was going to the game, and I said, we're going to see him for the final time on a field. Obviously, I was wrong about that one. Rodgers continued playing, signed with the Steelers, and you'll get to see him Sunday night against the Ravens. Sean's big prediction. And again, remember where we were when he said this. This is January of 2025. He said both New York baseball teams would miss the postseason. He nailed the Mets.
Right.
Obviously got his Yankees wrong, though. I guess there were moments of diciness.
Certainly were, Ev. Certainly were.
And then finally, Tommy Lugauer had what I think is the winner. He said a New York team would beat a Boston team in the playoffs twice. And if he stopped right there, he would have nailed it. But he got specific. He said the Knicks would beat the Celtics, which is a tremendous victory for you. You were right about that in that great upset a few months ago. But then he went on to say that the Mets would beat the Red Sox in the World Series. Obviously, that was not true. If he just kept it as New York beating Boston, the Yankees did beat the Red Sox in the Wild Card Series. So you didn't nail it, but I think for the sake of this game that we played a year ago, I think you won it for 2025. So for that, congratulations, Tommy.
Thank you. And with like most of my takes and predictions, if I would just have stopped and not gone a little bit further, I would have been much better off.
And you know what your prize is? You get to go first.
Okay.
So ladies and gentlemen, these are grand sports predictions for the year of 2026. Tommy Lugauer, who's still going to be on this radio station, he will be beginning after hours. Starting on Monday at 7 o'clock. So he's still part of the Evan and Tiki family. We'll still play these clips next year. Don't you worry. This is really your last prediction on Evan and Tiki. So you got a year for us to talk about it. And then it all goes away. And then you're dead to us after a year because all those predictions will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, your prediction for 2026.
So since this is my last prediction, I'm going to make two predictions. The first one's a quick one. Malik Willis will be the starting quarterback for the Steelers next season, not the Jets.
Malik Willis starts for Steelers week one.
Week one.
Okay.
Okay, now here's my big grand New York sports prediction.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Based on a WFAN station vote, Aaron Judge is the current king of New York, correct?
Yeah.
By this time next year, we will have had three new kings in New York. Number one, Jalen Brunson, because the Knicks are going to win a title. So he will be the king of New York starting in late June, early July. Then Mr. Juan Soto, Evan's getting nervous here. Mr. Juan Soto will be the new king of New York after the Mets win the World Series.
Oh,
we'll have our parade. And then finally, the newest king of New York on this day next year, leading the Giants to the playoffs, Jackson Dart.
So okay. Okay.
There you go.
Those are his predictions. I mean, basically, it sounds like he made four predictions in one, essentially. He went with Malik Willis will start for the Steelers next year. The Knicks are winning an NBA title. The Mets are winning the World Series. And the Giants are going to the playoffs next year. Mm-hmm. It's a weird coincidence that all the teams he talked about are teams he roots for. So I guess he's biased. Or not biased. Not biased at all. That was as an ISO, an independent sports observer. Tiki Barber, now that you understand the game, are you ready for your grand prediction of 2026?
Yes, I am. Brian.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Table is going to be an assistant coach on a Super Bowl winning team.
Wow. That prediction started so boring and ended so excitingly. He's like, Brian Daboll's going to be an assistant? Like, who gives a rat's ass? But he's going to be an assistant on a team that wins the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Okay. Right. Sean Morash.
This is an easy one. It's a month, October of 2026. The New York Giants will win more games than the New York Mets.
Excuse me?
In October of 2026, the New York Giants will win more games than the New York Mets.
So just in the calendar month of October.
You asked me for a prediction that will happen this year. Yes.
The Giants will win. The Mets are going to suck.
The Giants will win more games than the Mets in the month of October.
That's interesting.
I can see where this midday show is going. There's a new troll in town.
I mean, it's just so typical that... Like, this is the difference between Tommy and Sean. Actually, not the difference, because you have a lot of similarities. Tommy just went all positive, waving the pom-poms for the teams he loves. Sean said, I'm going to wave the pom-pom for the team I love, while simultaneously taking a massive shot at a team that I claim I don't really hate, but I like to take shots at them.
How is it a shot? The Mets could win three games and have a bye and then not win in the LCS, and the Giants win all four games in October. Like, that's not a shot.
Yeah, but then they're in a... What?
Then the Mets have made the NLCS, get swept in the NLCS, and the Giants have a 4-0 in October. Are we all going to cry about that?
Wait, say that one more time. What happens to the Mets?
Oh, I see.
Okay, I have outs here, dude.
Yeah, so you're saying the Mets get a first-round bye.
Uh-huh.
Sweep the divisional series.
So or just win three games to advance.
Win three games to advance. Then if they get swept in the LCS, they've gotten to the LCS, they got swept, which
right.
I guess
now
for some
I
is a good
it.
Year.
Now I hear it.
I got you.
Now okay. I hear it.
I have outs, pal. I have outs. Mets don't make the playoffs. I have a lot of outs.
Yes. That's how I was taking it.
Yeah.
The Mets weren't going to make the playoffs, and no matter what the Giants did in October, then the Giants win.
I got you. All right, I've got two. Because one is like a specialty. The other one is more grandiose. Here's my specialty. Here's the reason I'm going to include two. The prediction I'm about to make, Tiki's not going to care about. Like, he's just going to be like, okay, whatever. Save it for the Rico. The New York Mets will pitch a real no-hitter this season.
Ooh. That'll be, what do you mean I don't care about that?
Oh, that's a good one?
Yeah, I'll be at the game in the Cadillac Club having martinis.
A real no-hitter will be pitched. And what I mean by a real no-hitter is obviously there are some, they're buffoons, who like to think that Johans wasn't a real no-hitter.
Well, you just called it a non-real no-hitter.
No, I'm saying that there are detractors that say it's not a real no-hitter.
You said the Mets will pitch a real no-hitter.
Yeah, for the
implying, at least maybe I'm inferring, yes, that you're saying that the one that exists is not real.
No, I think it's real, but
how am I wrong?
Because I'm talking about the people out there like Tommy Lugauer and Craig Carton who always tell me it wasn't a real no-hitter. So this will be a no-hitter that even they can't argue. So
a non-debatable no-hitter.
And unlike the Tyler McGill combined no-hitter, this won't be combined.
Okay.
There will be one human being pitching nine innings
and throwing
a no-hitter.
Do you care to give us an idea of who it will be?
I have a feeling it's going to be a West Coast game. And I'm going to come in at 10 a.m. and Tiki's going to be like, I didn't watch the game.
What are you talking about?
Like, I think it is going to be the worst timing. It's going to be like a 10 o'clock game, and it's not going to be Nolan McLean. Like, it is totally going to be David Peterson, which wouldn't be that bad. I like David Peterson, but
I could see that. It'd be better if it was Clay Holmes.
It wouldn't go nine.
Well, I mean, that was why it would be better. Unexpected, yeah. And the Yankee fans would be pissed off that they didn't think about converting him to a starter.
But my grandiose one.
Again, they'd be pissed off.
They would, yeah.
Because they're already pissed off about it.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my pretty decent starter, dude.
Yeah, but they weren't going to make him a start.
I know. So the Yankee fans pissed off that they didn't think about it.
I don't know about that. I think if I pulled Yankee fans, they'd say they don't care. But that's just me. And here's my grandiose prediction. Unlike Tommy, I'm not going to make the same mistake he made. I'm not going to get specific. I'm just going to say it. The drought is ending this season. A New York team is winning a world championship. That is happening. Mm. There will be a parade. Obviously, one of the unfortunate things about doing middays is you have to be at said parade. And the odds are very high that it'll be a team I do not root for. But I'll put on a happy face and do the best I can. Like Joe and I did the three different times we went to parades. But there's going to be, and I'm not like taking the easy way out here. It's not going to be a soccer team. It's not going to be a sport we're not paying that much attention to. It's going to be in the Big Four. In the hockey, in the NBA, in football or baseball. A team is winning a championship. A New York team is finally doing it. There will be a parade. That is happening in 2026.
Do the Giants count?
Because that would be in 2027.
The Giants and Jets clearly do not count because that would be the following calendar year.
But it's the season of 2026.
Okay. Sean, without getting specific, it ain't going to be either one of them.
Are the Jets winning a championship?
No.
Are the Giants close to winning one?
I mean, look, I didn't think the Bears and Patriots were a year ago.
Well, guess what? Neither of them are going to win either. Just because they're
sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. You want to make a bet?
Now, listen, New England has to stop guys from getting arrested before the Super Bowl, but, you know, they're in the play.
Yeah. Well, they play anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They're already arrested. It's arraigned.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're playing anyway, so does it even matter to the Patriot fans?
I guess not. That's true. Tales
as old as sick as all that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with the team, but a New York team's going to win a championship, and I'll make it easy for you, Sean. It's not the Jets or Giants, okay?
Okay.
So it'll be one of the true New York teams. It'll either be... We can go in order and tell me if you think it'll happen. We'll start with the Brooklyn Nets. Anyone want to?
Nah.
You don't think that happens?
No. I would have given you a chance a week ago.
Okay. Okay, how about the New Jersey Devils? Will they count as a New York team? Just want to be specific.
You never know.
Never know? Okay.
No, I can't say that right now.
How about the New York Rangers?
Never.
No.
Okay. How about the only hockey team who, if the season ended today, would actually participate in the playoffs? The New York Islanders.
No shot. Nope.
Okay. How about the New York Knicks?
Yeah, let's go.
Woo-hoo. They got a shot. Why not?
Sure.
How about the New York Metropolitans? I mean, why not?
Can you sign somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then finally, the New York Yankees.
Can you sign somebody?
Same applies.
Exactly.
One of those teams will win a championship, and we will save all this audio, and if someone's right or wrong, we'll play it, and we'll hold ourselves accountable.
Sounds like he's all about your Knicks, Tommy.
100%.
That's all that was.
The minute he said it, I thought he thinks the Knicks are winning the title.
Yes.
Because he knows that the Spurs are going to beat the Thunder in the playoffs because they own them, and the Knicks will play a young Spurs team not ready to win a championship, and the Knicks will beat them.
See, here's what I hate about what you're trying to do. You are trying to egg me on to telling you the team I'm envisioning.
Yeah, I think you guys have it wrong.
Really?
I think Evan deep down thinks the Thunder are getting in. There's no way the Knicks have beaten them. I think Evan, in his heart of hearts, thinks he's going to be out there with the mittens in late October, and it's going to be the Yankees because nobody thinks the Yankees are going to do it this year, and they have the pitching.
One of you guys are right. I'll leave it at that. One of you guys nailed that one. Now let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. Richie in Queens. What's shaking, Richie?
Hey, Richie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, you know, good luck on the new spot, and I know you guys will do well.
Thank you.
And, Tommy, good luck to you, man, and you deserve that break. And real quick, my first thought, Ev, was, and Teak, hold his wrist for a second because I know he's quick with the finger. I just want to make a point.
Go ahead, Rich.
Ev, you know, I've been calling you since you're 23 years old, so you got to give me a little bit of slack.
You got all the time you want right now, man.
My first thought, Ev, was like, is this going to be good for Ev with the games? Because he gets off at 2 versus getting off at 6:30, running to the games. Or is it better for him for leaving at 2? Then I'm thinking, well, he's got to go home. Does he hang out? What does he do?
No. So that you hold on, just, Richie, yeah, what's going
to
happen?
I don't want that to be the whole call.
Richie, no, it won't be. I won't let him drop you. What's going to happen is that Evan's going to invite me to a lot of these games. And so I'm going to take Evan out to lunch, going to get some beers, go up, make our way out the city, get some more beers.
And Evan's a generous guy. Evan's going to cost you a lot of money with him. Taking him to games and lunches. Man, you are just the icon, man. Hey, real quick also, guys, on the two teams here, Evan, we spoke the other day, Teak. Major issue, obviously, with the Jets. No direction at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, questions with the coast. You know, the stability, the foundation. Who's going to be set a precedent? And then questions about did they give up? I think they got to go with that pick, Ev and Teak. I think they're going to go with the quarterback to appease the fan base, get other picks, maybe get somebody else. Don't start him next year, but give the fans some hope that maybe this guy can be. I think he's only played 28 games.
Right.
But they are up against it with the Giants. And my feeling with the Giants at this point, oh, we've got to get the right coach. If Tomlin loses, but Tomlin's, they don't change coaches there, Teak. They got foundation.
Right. No, you're right.
So Harbaugh and Tomlin, I'm thinking Shuler at this point. I mentioned it the other day. I know he's a defensive guy, but I love the way he deals with the press. I think he'd be fine here.
No, look, and, he's smart. He's young and he's smart. And that's the bet. Appreciate you, Richie. Happy New Year, bud. I think Chris Shuler is, he presents the right image. And he's not dissimilar to Sean McVay. And I was listening to McVay's press conference. When was this? It was a couple weeks. It was the game they lost, and I can't remember what the circumstances, but it doesn't even matter. They lose the game, and after the press conference, they're asking him specifically about things that happened. And he gets specific about his answer. Like, he's telling you what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, he's fully aware and understanding. He never says, yeah, I got to go back and watch the tape. Yeah, I got to go see how, you know, what happened there. Like, he doesn't deflect. He just answers the damn question because he's smart enough to know what happened in real time. And that's so impressive to me because it's so easy to let your emotion get in the way, especially when you lose. And they just lost the game. I forget which one it was, but they should have won and ended up losing the game. And, I love the directness. Because it's no BS.
All right, I think we as fans are going to love that.
100%.
Because it's so annoying whenever we hear, I got to look at the tape.
Yeah.
Look at the tape.
Yeah, you just non-answer a reporter to death because you don't respect the reporter, which is stupid. Because when you're talking to the reporter, you're talking to the fan.
Right.
And so I think Chris Shula is that way. He's a lifelong football family lifer going all the way back to his grandfather. And so I feel like I crave that. I crave a non-BS head coach. And Chris, from the surface, presents that. And people I know him say the same thing. So he's interesting.
He's just young. You're in love, Teak.
Not in love.
You want him.
No, it's more like lust. Like
lust.
Love you want to marry and like lay down.
Well, listen.
Lust is a little different. It's like, let me get it. Let's see.
Yeah, all but right. This is a head coach.
Right, I'll come back.
You don't want to just sleep with the head coach. You got to hire the head coach and then hopefully it's a long marriage.
In this town, it's quick.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.